This is a audio version of my blog, The Big Shout, that was first posted on Friday last, and it's my take on customer experience. I spend a lot of time talking to clients about content and how it's all about the quality of content, and that you need to treat audiences with respect and understand that when they're viewing video content online, they want to watch what they want to watch. They don't really care that a client's behind it or a brand's behind it. They will think kindly on the brand if it is, considerate to their needs, which means really they're tolerating you. So a lot of conversations take place about making sure that customer experience, if that's what you want to call it, and I guess it is a form of CRM, either future or post, is well served by the content. And I spend a lot of time doing this, and I forget that actually there are lots of other forms of CRM, and I had a dreadful experience myself that makes me worry about the type of investment that big brands are spending on their CRM. I have an iPhone that I love. I really love it. I'm talking to it now. I take it everywhere. There's nowhere I can't use it. I love it, whether I'm checking emails, whether I'm dealing with Sky News, audio booing as I am now, or playing silly little apps, and I take it everywhere. And so I dropped it down the toilet, and it stopped working. And so I called up my mobile network provider and I said, I've dropped my iPhone down the toilet. Can you help me, please? It doesn't work. And the lady on the other end of the line was very nice. And she took my details and said, right, that's fine. We're now going to go through to the insurance claims department. And this might take some time, but don't worry, I'll stay with you. I felt like I was in a doctor's waiting room going to have some form of invasive examination. And she stayed with me, and we both stayed on the phone for an hour and 10 minutes, which I think is not acceptable. We're talking about a very big company with a very big staffing level, and it was middle of the afternoon, and I stood on hold for an hour and 10 minutes. Luckily, I had hands-free on my phone, otherwise I probably wouldn't have made it. But anyway, I got through, and finally got speaking to someone who must have thought I was some kind of career iPhone claimer, even though I've never made a claim in my life, have had the phone for about a year and have done nothing other than use it and pay my bill. The amount of questions that he asked regarding how I dropped it down the toilet and why did it happen made me feel a bit like a criminal. And it was a very unhappy experience for me. And when we got through the interrogation, which followed no apology whatsoever for being left on hold for over an hour, it's as if we're supposed to accept this now. This is our lot in life, is that we have to hold on because these big companies are very busy dealing with their customers. But when we did get it, he then told me that he was going to assess my claim there and then, which meant obviously just pressing return on his keyboard to see if I'd been successful. And I was genuinely worried that it wouldn't get accepted, even though I pay the insurance on the phone and the huge bills that we all have to pay for our mobiles. And it got approved, and I was genuinely excited and happy about it. And as we came to the end of it, I started to feel more kindly towards the situation because it was coming to an end. But then I was told that, yes, we could get a new one delivered, and it'd be delivered tomorrow, and that's great. It'd be delivered between 8 and 5. This is another thing that drives me crazy, this delivery thing, where it's not possible to nail it down any further than that. 8 and 5, that's great, but I'm not going to be around until 9. I've got a meeting first thing. So could we put a note on the thing to maybe deliver after 9? No, sorry, can't do that. It has to be between 8 and 5. And it drives me crazy. And as a result of that whole experience, I feel much, much less kindly towards this brand than I did. No amount of advertising and marketing is going to make me feel any better. And I think my point about, apart from the fact that it's good to blow off steam about these things, is that no matter what you do, whether it be a lovely piece of video branded content, and please do it, or whether it's just looking after your customers, you need to have a humanity about you. This robotic, ridiculous way of carrying on just isn't the way to do it. This treating people as numbers, as robots, it's something everyone talks about and spouts about, but do they actually do anything about it? I think as a rule, not. They don't. Obviously, there are companies that are great and look after their customers. This one in particular didn't. Anyway, that's enough of my ranting for this. If you'd like to see that blog, which is a lot less waffly than this one, or anything else, you can view my blog on our website, which is thebigshout.co.uk, or you can go directly to the blog at thebigshout.co.uk. Thank you very much.